Yeah, I was told I had to be. But anyway, we don't know how we're going to handle all of that and be in the safety of our families, in the safety of the tenants over in Taney County. This nightly rental request is surrounded by neighborhoods all the way around. Even the neighborhoods are over in Taney County, over at Williams Landing. It's all residential except for the four rentals, and then we got some in other locations like at the Pines and things like that. But I think there's around seven nightly rentals in that whole area, somewhere along in there. On the next page, please. It's traffic costs and dangers, the last one. I'm not going to get too much into the bottom of this and cut back on time, but we've got someone there to talk about the traffic study. That was we had someone here that's going to do that. But as part of agreement made to delay the vote, as we talked about, Mr. Worley talked about having a comprehensive plan, but the only thing we saw was just a gravel road. We haven't seen anything outside of that. Nothing has been presented to any of the HOAs at this point, so we don't even know what we're getting here. So we have not seen anything that meets Stone County standards, and especially for emergency vehicles, especially around fire trucks and ambulance services. Right now, a long fire truck cannot get down that road. They cannot make the turn.
Have you ever had a fire?
We have. It took them 25 minutes just to get. It was across the street from my house, and it took them 25 minutes to get there. And all they had was a tanker, water with tank, a tank on the back. It took them about 5 minutes to get it connected and up and going. And we personally, as residents, put fire out ourselves before they could get to it.
Have you ever had to have an ambulance on that?
We have. It took 23 minutes exactly, and I know this because it was my sister, and they didn't get down to her in time. She passed away. She had a heart attack, and but that's 23 minutes. And then if you have someone that has a heart attack or something that goes on, you're talking about 1,500 cars going up and down this road. What happens if you get to – there's parts of this road on Tall Tree, even if it's fixed, it's going to be so tight. It's mountain on one side. It drops off on the other. It's going to have to tighten up. You're going to have bottlenecks. You're going to have situations where if everybody's coming out at the same time, like if there's a fire back there or even on Saturday morning, everybody wants to go to the lake at the same time. It's going to be stacked, and if a emergency vehicle has to go in there, someone's going to have to back up, and they may have to back up a long ways, and that's time, and that's going to cost lives. I guess that's all I have to say.
Can I talk to you about it, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm Chris Barron. I'm Fire Chief of Western Taney County Fire District 221 Jefferson Road, Branson. I would just also speak to this in regards to the access. Obviously, we haven't seen any plans yet, but what concerns us is obviously the access coming through Stone County off of UU Highway. Looking at this, I'm not sure how they're going to be able to address some of these because of the steepness and the narrowness. Really, for fire department access, it should be a 20-foot road, a two-lane road that's 20 feet wide. And I'm not exactly sure on the grades, but this is way too steep. So what will that do? You know, to say that we wouldn't get there, that's probably not true. But it is in our fire district. We obviously will respond if called. The issue is more that there will be major delay getting there, and although our main thing is to fight fires, we normally respond to a whole lot more medical calls, and so last year we as a fire district responded to 2,940 calls, and about 1,800 of those were medical. So that's the vast majority of what we're doing. So I'm even concerned just the access for people. The amount of people that are going to be there. There will be medical issues, people that have that need an ambulance. We respond with the ambulance. We don't transport. we were responding there routinely on fire alarms. I mean, it is not, this is not a residential home where probably people live for 30 years and never see a fire truck. We will routinely go to those just due to the number of people going to be there and the number of buildings. And it is a great concern of ours, particularly going through Stone County. And I understand them saying it's public roads, but they're not county roads. And a public road just means, yes, you can drive on it. Well, you obviously know that. I'm preaching to choir here, so you know what a public road is. So anyway, we are greatly concerned about this development due to the lack of the access to it. Thanks.
Would you actually get to it, or would you have a mutual aid agreement to where Stone County would? I mean, we do that in other counties and even other states.
Right. So we would do some auto aid with Stone County. We do that in that whole area right now, but we're still the primary one responsible, and we do respond.
So you can go down the one-lane road now. You could, they just back up. I mean, if you met somebody,
right,
they
it
back
would
up
just
to
be
drive
very slow. Yes.
Very slow. But 22 grade, what, the truck, that the fire truck can still?
Well, in theory, yes, that would work, yes. I mean, it's not supposed to be more than, I'm not sure what the fire code says for sure, but I think it's 7%. It's not supposed to be more than that.
Seven.
But
our county road standards is 15.
I know we have a lot of areas in the county that don't meet that, and I'm aware of that. So, yes, but it'd be just slow. And then, like gentleman said, on this one lane, and it's not just it's a one lane road part of it, it's these people have no place to go. So if you meet a person there, somebody's going to have to back up. And anyway, we are greatly concerned about the access to that property or lack of. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you go down one, Scott? It's a title. It's a very fancy title. My name is Jake Smith. I have family on Tall Tree Drive. I am actually a real estate investor, mostly in Springfield, but also in this area, some too. In December, I stood in here applying for a conditional use permit for a single-family residence and was denied from the committee. I'm going to read it so I don't butcher it here. The primary reason was safety concerns due to an increase in traffic was the primary reason, which we've talked at length about already. The second or secondary concern for the denial was the property would not conform to the existing uses of surrounding properties, which we've talked a little bit about, but I just wanted to clarify that. So I think a motion was passed earlier today that we can't use conditional use permits to establish conformity. Is that how I understood that?
Yeah, this isn't conditional use, though. This is rezone.
Yes,
so
I understand.
That article doesn't apply to rezones. That article
right.
is for conditional uses.
Right, yes, and I understand that a rezone is not the same process as a conditional use permit. I think we would agree, though, that there's a lot of similarities and considerations for they're both nightly rentals in this case. So I just wanted to ask the committee to, I guess, apply the same logic that we used or that we continue to use in the residential districts for the conditional use permits for nightly rentals for the rezone of the nightly rental.
We're going to take a 5-minute recess. We will be right back.